This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Starting up the weekend in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Friday night baseball between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. So glad to have you with us tonight. The Woodpeckers are trying to even up this series at two games apiece and bounce back after being on the wrong side of history 24 hours ago. It was one of the more unique games that the franchise has ever seen last night, one in which the Woodpeckers led 1-0 entering the top of the ninth inning. They scored the lone run of the game on a sacrifice fly, but then in the top of the ninth inning, with Leomar Rosario on the hill, the Shorebirds reached on an infield single, a pop fly that was lost in the stadium lights, and then a two-run home run was clubbed over the wall to give the Shorebirds a 2-1 lead, and suddenly Delmarva had a chance to write history, and they did just that with their bullpen locking down the save in the bottom of the ninth inning and a no-hitter. Ryan, Fayetteville falls 2-1. They get no hit for just the second time in franchise history. That's obviously a deflating feeling, quiet locker room after the game, but there were some silver linings in last night's no-hit loss, and now you scrap it, try and bounce back today.
Despite his team getting no hit, Raimi Rodriguez, you could make the argument, was the best pitcher in that game. He tossed his first quality start of the season, second Woodpecker starter to throw a quality start, and he did not allow a single run. Just four hits, two walks, struck out five, and exited with a winning decision potentially. Or I should say he exited at the time as the pitcher of record on the winning side. And in his first two innings, Leomar Rosario was outstanding. You just have to take the good with the bad there and understand that your pitching kept you in the game and you're really only in need of your hitters to step things up right now. The Woodpeckers have had one of the best pitching staffs in the Carolina League throughout this season, and last night, even though it won't get talked about because of the no-hitter, they showed it. They proved it.
Tonight, the Woodpeckers find themselves four back of first place in the North Division, Carolina leading the field after a win over Fredericksburg yesterday, half-game advantage over the Frednats. The Woodpeckers are 7-10 in the second half, four games out of first place, Salem behind them, 4.5 out. And the Shorebirds, who have won two in a row on the road, they're 6-12 in the second half, 5.5 games behind first place Carolina. Let's run over the starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Delmarva Shorebirds. The Shorebirds are led by manager Colin Woody. Elis Cuevas leads off tonight, plays at first base. Nate George in right field is second, and the catcher Yasmiel Bousset is third. Raylan Ramos, the left fielder, hits cleanup, and Joshua Laranzo, the third baseman, is fifth. Fernando Peguero, he's the second baseman, batting sixth. Brylan Tavera, seven. He'll be in center field. Colin Tuff, the DH, is eight, and Michael Hernandez, the shortstop, rounds things out for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Other coaches on the staff: Casey Day, Christian Poulsen, Luis Silverio is the fundamentals coach, development coach Casey Buckley. And on the hill for the Shorebirds is Carson Dorsey, 0-1 with a 17.18 ERA, but an inflated ERA at that over the span of three appearances. He was knocked around for six runs in just two-thirds of an inning last time around, thus that high ERA. He's the seventh-round pick, Ryan, out of Panama City, Florida. And the Woodpeckers get to deal with a southpaw tonight.
They do, and a minor league rehabber at that. After being drafted in the seventh round out of Florida State last year, the Orioles elected to send him straight to High A Aberdeen, and after sustaining an injury in spring training, he's starting to work himself back to the High A level. In single A, he's been good. His ERA, as you mentioned, is inflated because of his last start against Fredericksburg. But as he's been building himself up, he's been solid. One run on two hits against the FCL Pirates in his first rehab start in the Complex League. One run on two hits in his first single-A start against a really good Carolina offense on June 27th. So, really, you can't think too much about what happened on the 4th of July against the Frednats. This is a quality arm that the Woodpeckers are going to have to be wary of.
And let's look at the other side of the card. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers entering in 43-40 overall. 7-10 in the second half. Max Holy leads off tonight, plays it short. Esmiel Valencia is in center. He'll bat second, and Cam Fisher is third. He's in right. Hansel Villarreal does the catching and bats cleanup. Hector Salas is the five-hitter playing at third. Alberto Hernandez, sixth. He'll be at second base, followed by the 7-8-9 of D.H. Wander Luciano. First baseman Wilton Lara making his Carolina League debut tonight. And left fielder Raylan Perez rounded it out for the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville led by manager Carlos Lugo, but he is currently on vacation. So the development coach from 2023, now roving coordinator Dylan Mazzo, is the active manager. Kyle Brennan is the hitting coach. James Wiseman, the pitching coach, and development coach Alfredo Granier. On the mound tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is right-hander Parker Smith. The fourth-round pick out of Rice is 0-2, but very solid ERA numbers, 1.02 ERA in 5 games, 3 starts. That's over 17 and two-thirds innings. He has not given up an earned run over 4 innings. His last time out, just 2 earned runs surrendered this year, 14 walks and 23 strikeouts. Fayetteville starting pitcher Smith is introduced. He jogs out to the mound with the Field of Dreams kids. And we are just about ready for some baseball. Let's step aside for the singing of the national anthem. First pitch, Friday Night Ball, comes up next. Woodpeckers and Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers broadcast.
Performing tonight's national anthem is the Fayetteville Christian School Choir. Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And four, strike one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. Friday night action, Woodpeckers and Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, single-A affiliates of the Baltimore Orioles and the Houston Astros. Hey again, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. So glad you could join us for the start of your weekend. It's game four of this series. Fayetteville attempting to bounce back after a historic loss yesterday. They were no hit in a 2-1 final score, a game in which they led in the top of the ninth inning, gave up a go-ahead two-run home run. The Shorebirds closed out the combined no-hitter, four men going the distance yesterday to no-hit Fayetteville for just the second time in franchise history. And now they have right-hander Parker Smith on the hill to try and set the tone tonight. He gets ready to face Elis Cuevas, Nate George, and Yasmiel Bousset. The Woodpeckers pitching staff has been one of the strongest in the Carolina League this year, Ryan, and they only added to that when Parker Smith arrived back on June 8th.
And since he arrived in Fayetteville, it's been stock up within the Astros organization. He now clocks in as the 26th ranked prospect in the Astros org as of MLB.com's July update. And he's only supplemented a pitching staff that ranks second in the Carolina League in ERA. He has been a godsend to a pitching staff that had already featured a ton of really good arms. He's just the latest one.
So Elis Cuevas stands in as Parker Smith completes his warm-up tosses. The lefty batting 254 on the summer in 41 games. Smith gets his sign from tonight's catcher Villarreal. Wines kicks and deals. First pitch of the night. It's tipped foul into the mitt, and we are officially underway at 7:07 p.m. First pitch temperature in Fayetteville, 86 degrees and sunny skies. Beautiful Friday night for some baseball downtown. And comfortable weather all week long in the Ville as the pitch misses down and in. Check swing up the first baseline. He didn't go. And it's 1-1 on Cuevas. Nate George on deck, and then Yasmiel Bousset. Smith covers the face, winds, and delivers. And the 1-1 tipped foul behind the plate. It's a ball and two strikes. Parker Smith is coming off an outing against Carolina here at home. He pitched out of the bullpen on the 4th of July in front of that big crowd of over 6,000. Did not give up an earned run in four innings, surrendered just three hits. 1-2 is yanked in the air, out to right field. Fisher drifts to his right and short of the track, secures the catch for the first out. So with one gone, here comes Nate George as he digs into the right side. Let's work around the defense behind Parker Smith tonight.
Hansel Villarreal makes up the other half of the battery. He catches Smith tonight on the infield from left to right. Hector Salas, Max Holy, Alberto Hernandez, and Wilton Lara in his Carolina League debut.
The pitch to George misses down and outside, and it's a ball and no strikes.
In the outfield from left to right, Raylan Perez, Esmiel Valencia, and Cam Fisher with Wander Luciano, the designated hitter.
Infield and outfield play it straight up. The 1-0. Misses away. Two balls and no strikes on George. George batting a collective 337 in 22 games. He swings and grounds it out towards second base for Alberto Hernandez. Scoops and fires to first to retire George. Two gone. Cuevas with a fly to right. George the ground out to second. Parker Smith settling in. Now face Yasmiel Bousset.
This will be Parker's first big test tonight. Bousset is in the midst of a breakout season. 268 average, eight home runs. And he finds himself in the top 30 of the Baltimore Orioles top prospect lists in Baseball America's edition.
Line drive shot foul into the screen. And it's nothing and one on Bousset. Yasmiel right near the top in a number of offensive categories league-wide. Ranks 10th in batting average, 5th in on-base percentage, and 5th in slugging as well. Also 4th with his .843 OPS. It's a one ball and one strike count with Salas off of the line at third. Here comes the wine and the 1-1 home. Down and inside. Two balls and a strike on Bousset. Woodpeckers are in the home white jerseys today with the black ball caps. The Shorebirds are back in the road grays with the black batting helmet. Here's the motion in the 2-1. And Boussey takes a strike on that high inside edge. It's 2-2. Two gone, bases empty, and Parker Smith trying for a 1-2-3 start to the ball game. Here's his motion in 2-2. High fastball. Three balls and two strikes. And now the payoff pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Parker Smith gets Boussey looking. And starts his Friday night strong with a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Time for the Woodpeckers to head to the bat rack. Holy, Valencia, and Fisher get it started when we come back.
Bunker's got a fresh new ride, and it's turning heads at Segra Stadium, thanks to Baker Motorsports. He's rolling in with the ultimate buggy built for off-road fun and stadium flair. Want a ride like Bunker? Check out Baker Motorsports today. All right, fans, let's get loud for Bunker!
On the mound for the Shorebirds, Constant Dorsey. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 8, Max Holy.
Max Holy leads off the bottom of the first inning. The Woodpeckers defense retires the side in order in the top of the first, and now it's the southpaw Carson Dorsey firing home a first pitch strike to Holy, nothing and one. Max Esmiel Valencia and then Cam Fisher. 1-2-3 of the lineup card as Dorsey peers over the mitt, winds and fires. And a line drive yanked out towards short by Hernandez and into left. And after not recording a hit on Thursday night, Fayetteville puts aside any talk of another no-hitter. They pick up their first hit on at bat number one.
All they need to crack the hit column is a fastball over the middle and a little birthday magic. Max Holy, on his 23rd birthday, starts his night with a clean single.
Happy birthday, Max. Esmiel Valencia is the new right-handed bat standing in. Middle infield pinching, double play depth. Holy leads short off of first. Here it comes. And a fastball misses low down in the dirt. 1-0 on Valencia. See how aggressive the Woodpeckers want to be on the bases today as well. They were limited to just a small handful of base runners last night. Dorsey sets and throws over to first to check up on Holy. And he quickly sidesteps back in.
to your point, just two stolen bases last night, and they happened on back-to-back pitches. And both were by the guy on first right now, Max Holley.
1-0 the count as Dorsey throws. And a swing and foul straight back into the screen by Valencia. Gets it to 1-1. Valencia 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout. He's 2-for-12 in the series with three strikeouts. And other numbers for him this series, this season, that is 251 with 71 games played. Cuts and misses at a high fastball. And falls behind 1-2. The set by Dorsey, and his pitch on the ground is short. Picked by Hernandez. A backhand flip to second for one, and the turn to first. A double play. Nifty glove work and flip by Hernandez. The shortstop got that 6-4-3 started. And there's two quick outs for Dorsey. Bases empty with Cam Fisher standing in.
The Delmarva middle infielders deserve a lot of credit. That's not an easy double play to turn with two plus runners on base and a hard hit ball. But so far, a lot of good signs for this Woodpeckers offense.
On a first pitch slider, Fisher takes outside. And it's 1-0.
Both balls in play tonight were over 90 miles an hour off the bat, and that ground ball was 95.
Fisher got a fastball he liked, was just underneath it, fouls it away to the right side. One ball and one strike. Fisher batting 165 on the summer, over 45 games. But he's tied for the team lead with his 9 home runs, hit a pair of home runs on Tuesday night in the win. Looks at a slider front dooring, 1-2. 21 ribbies, 32 walks, and 58 strikeouts for Fisher. Has the 350 on base, though, with all those walks. The 1-2 toss. High slider. Missed by a hair. Two balls, two strikes. Infield pulled around to the right side while Fisher readies. The 2-2 coming home. And he takes the slider down and away in the opposite batter's box. Three balls and two strikes. Dorsey shakes the head no, now throws his 3-2 and strikes out Fisher waving. Put a low slider by him, and it turns into a 1-2-3 inning for Dorsey thanks to the double play ball. We're through one inning, and the Superstars are about to take center stage. It looks like Nolan Rhino is hitting the diamond. If you're watching on MILB.TV, enjoy the best entertainment act in all of sports.
Larry.
Let me talk. Let me talk. Let me talk. Let it rain. Let me talk. Come on.
Superstars, Nolan Rhino and Harry Canary. They'll be back for more fun throughout the game. You can share your photos of the Superstars online using the hashtag Superstars. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Hunter Smith.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Shorebirds, the left fielder, number 9, Raywin Ramos.
Raylan Ramos leads off the top of the second inning for the Shorebirds against Parker Smith. Smith motions and fires the first pitch. It's a front door slider a little bit inside, 1-0. Ramos, Lorenzo, and then Fernando Peguero, the 4, 5, and 6 of the lineup. Smith retiring the side in order in the top of the first. Low fastball missed, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Ramos batting 253 on the season. Here's the offering. And he tips it foul off of Villarreal's leg. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramos was a part of yesterday's action, finished 1-for-3. Came up with a single, his only hit of the series, a collective 1-for-10 against Fayetteville pitching. The 2-1 toss is called a strike. Slider on the inside edge. And it's 2-2. Ramos signed internationally with the Orioles in 2022. Has been limited with injuries the last couple of seasons. Inside pitch clips him, and it gets a piece of the catcher as well. 2 birds with 1 stone. A getaway changeup from Parker Smith clipped Ramos on the knee, and then it got Villarreal somewhere around the collarbone or neck area. And he's hunched over, being checked up on by team athletic trainer Daniel Gonzalez.
For a team that's had so many injuries as of late, this is the last thing you want to see. The Woodpeckers have already had 3 players placed on the IL during this series in Neomar Ochoa Jr., Cesar Hernandez, and Justin Trimble. Greg Jones had that injury running to first base on Wednesday. You just hope that Villarreal can stay in the game, especially considering how big of a factor he's been both offensively and defensively. And it looks like he will.
Yeah, he's going to hang in there, hang in tough. The Woodpeckers have just Kedar Trujillo available to catch today, well, Jason Schiavone as well. And those are the 2 guys on the bench today. As Lorenzo stands in and Parker Smith fires home. And he misses outside with the first pitch, ball 1. Wide open right side of the infield. Hernandez pinching towards the middle. Ramos leads off of first. Smith fires home. And a line drive scorched out into right field. Fisher plays it on a hop. And Joshua Lorenzo quickly finds his way aboard with a single.
One thing that Parker Smith has done very well in his short time in Fayetteville is weather the storm. It feels like he gets better with adversity. Taking a look at his runners in scoring position splits, it tells you all you need to know about him. Just a 143 batting average against. He struck out 2 as well. So we'll see if he can keep up the trend in order to keep the Shorebirds from cracking the scoreboard.
In stands Fernando Peguero. Parker Smith leans in and throws the first pitch. Squares to bunt and tips it foul off Villarreal. So nothing and one on Peguero. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He went 0-for-4. Last night, and he's combined 0-for-7 in the series. Here's the 0-1 toss. Squares to bunt again. Got it down, but behind the plate. Fouls off the pitch, and he's behind nothing and two.
You don't see that very often. One of the best sacrifice bunting teams in the Carolina League failing in two straight opportunities. They have 27. They trail just Columbia for the top spot. We'll see if they want to chance it again with two strikes. That's not something they shy away from.
Nothing in two. The count on Peguero. Here's Smith down the hill. And he misses outside with ball one. A force at all bases with Ramos leading off his second, Lorenzo at first. Smith eyes that way, throws the 1-2, and a line shot up the middle will get into center field. Valencia picks it up, the stop sign given at third to Ramos, and the bases will be loaded. Ramos to third, Lorenzo into second. He links with Peguero on back-to-back line drives to the outfield. And Parker Smith finds himself in a predicament.
In situations like this earlier this season, we've seen the Woodpeckers play their infield in, but with a force at every base possible, they're willing to trade the run for two outs. The middle infielders are playing at double play depth.
Here's Brylan Tavera. He looks at a first pitch slider, thigh high, in for strike one. Tavera 1-for-2 yesterday with a walk. He's batting .213 on the season with 6 home runs, 24 driven in. The pitch taps softly along third and foul. Nothing and two on Tavera. .2021 international signing. 84 games with Delmarva last year, 71 more this year. Last year he struggled, batted just .173, so he's upped his average by exactly 50 points a season later. The 0-2, swing and a miss, big strikeout for Smith. Beat him with a slider down and outside. Tavera down hacking. And the base is loaded, one out. In stands Colin Tuft.
That was a perfectly executed two-strike breaking ball. Below the zone, got Tavera to chase. Even if he makes contact, all he does is roll over on it.
Here's the pitch. Checks his swing on an outside slider. Didn't go. And it's one ball and no strikes on Tuft. Eighth round pick by Baltimore last year out of Tulane. Debuted with 20 games in the Carolina League last year. Next pitch, swing and miss. Went right after him with a fastball. And it's 1-1 on Tuft. Ramos at third, Lorenzo at second, Peguero at first. This will be the 30th pitch of the night for Parker Smith. It's a 1-1 to Tuft. And it misses outside. Our plate umpire tonight is Jacob Ashworth. And Dakota Kilgore works the bases. The umpires flip-flopping positions all series, and they're in black ball caps, black polos, dark gray slacks. Tuft ready for a 2-1. Here it comes from Smith. Tipped foul into the glove. Smith gets it to 2-2, and a strikeout here would be massive. Get to his second out. Eliminate the chance at the sacrifice fly, scoring a run. Shorebirds played from behind yesterday. They did not score until the ninth inning on a two-run home run. They're trying to take an early advantage here in the top of the second. 2-2 as Smith goes to the belt, brings it home. And a line drive serves softly out into shallow right over Hernandez and down for a hit. Ramos scores. Fisher fires to the plate and the throw offline as Lorenzo crosses as well. Two runs home on a single by Colin Tuft into shallow right center. Fisher's throw was a firm one to the plate, but slightly up the third base line. Villarreal did not have a chance to swipe the tag on Lorenzo. Peguero stops at second. 2-0 Shorebirds in the second inning. In stands Michael Hernandez. One out. Force it all bases for Smith. He kicks and delivers. And brings a fastball by Hernandez for strike one. Michael is 2-for-6 in this series. He was 0-for-3 last night with a strikeout. International signing by the Orioles in 2021. Here's the 0-1 offering. And he pops up into shallow right field. Hernandez drifting out. Fisher calls him off and makes the catch. Not nearly deep enough for the runner to tag. And Peguero will hold at second base. Out number two. And that'll bring Elias Cuevas, top of the order, back in. Smith's ERA entering today's appearance was at 1.02. The two-run single jumps it to 1.89. So still sub two. And it's the only second game in six appearances in which Smith has even allowed a run. Pitch clock violation assessed on Cuevas, who was not set from the left side before the allotted time. And pitch clocks violations have been plentiful the last few nights with this umpire crew, who we've not seen yet before this series. Nothing in one on Cuevas. Here's the first physical pitch, and he pops it up towards third base. Salas drifts into foul territory and puts the squeeze on to end the inning. But Delmarva strikes for two. A two-run single by Colin Tuft brings Ramos and Lorenzo home, and now Fayetteville plays from behind. 2-0 as we go bottom second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time for the Chick-fil-A Home Run Derby. Let's go to T. Bright in the outfield with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, we are all ready for this one. Boy, Rhett here, and he is definitely ready. So listen, get your phones ready. Make sure you turn on that location for the app, because when he knocks it out the park, you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich, all right? So, Rhett, are you ready? All right, let's go. Let me hear you, crowd. Cheer him on. Come on, crowd. He needs to hear the noise. Yeah, yeah. One more. Let's give it up for everybody, because he just knocked it out of the park. You get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A and West Rayford, Rayford Road, and on Skybow. Let's give it up for Rhett, everybody. Great job.
Fans, make sure you scan the QR code on the video board to redeem your prize. Do it now.
Ain't coming off wet. And for all your suckers that don't know, check it out.
Padre, perdóname por la sangre que a través de mi mano va a correr.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Carson Dorsey. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the Johnny King cleanup hitter of the game, the catcher, number two, Hansel.
Hansel Villarreal leads off the bottom of the second inning against the southpaw Dorsey. The first pitch from Carson Dorsey to Villarreal is looked at low for ball one. Villarreal leading off from the cleanup spot. The Woodpeckers did pick up a leadoff single for Max Holy, so they've taken care of getting a hit tonight, but he was quickly wiped off the bases by a 6-4-3 double play. Here's the motion of the 1-0. Popped up right side towards the stands, and that'll be a souvenir. Villarreal stands in batting 244 on the summer. Tonight is 70th game played. 14 doubles, 4 home runs, 34 driven in. And on a low pitch, Bousset puts the chest protector in front. Villarreal gets ahead 2-1. Infield and outfield to play it straight up. Dorsey shakes off once, now has his sign, throws the 2-1, and Villarreal wraps a foul towards the third base dugout. Mention how Dorsey is on minor league rehab assignment, trying to work his way back to High A Aberdeen. Last pitched on July 4th against the Fred Nats. 2-2 pitch. Villarreal fights a fastball straight back. This is his third minor league rehab start with Delmarva and fourth overall. Also pitched in the FCL. Back to the Ironbirds. 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Baltimore Orioles AA affiliate located in Bowie, Maryland. And the AAA is in Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk Tides. All the affiliates pretty close to the big league club. Here's the 3-2 toss. And Villarreal scoots out of the way of an inside breaking ball. Ball four.
If the Woodpeckers want to erase the memory of last night, this is a great place to do that. Just picking up leadoff base runners. They've already done that in each of their first two trips to the plate, and Villarreal forced Dorsey to throw a lot of pitches to get there. And you mentioned it, he's on minor league rehab assignment, so expect to have a lessened pitch count. So maybe that'll get him out of the game quicker and into the Delmarva bullpen sooner.
Now a left-on-left matchup as Salas stands in and looks at a slider miss down and outside, 1-0. Villarreal leads off a first, 18 stolen bases on the year. The kick home. And a fastball misses down and outside. Fastball, slider, changeup, curve, pretty standard mix for Dorsey. The seventh round pick, originally born in Panama City, Florida. The 2-0 delivery misses low and away. Three balls and no strikes on Salas. And now Boussey will go to the mound and have a chat with Dorsey. More fun in store this weekend. It is Harry Potter night tonight. Tomorrow night, on Saturday, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. And then Princess Day on Sunday, 2.05 p.m. We have an early start time Sunday because the All-Star break begins on Monday. Everybody around the minors and majors will hit pause while the big leaguers play in the All-Star game down in Atlanta. Draft starts on Sunday as well. 3-0 pitch is called to strike on the high outside corner. Now 3-1, so keep tabs on who the Astros select over the coming days and get an eye on who your future Woodpeckers are.
For a lot of these guys, they'll be in Fayetteville less than a month after being drafted.
The 3-1 delivery. And Salas late on a high fastball. Full count.
There are some guys on the team this year where that was the case last year. Jason Schiavone, Caden Powell on the hitter side, Bryce Mayer, Ramsey David, and Antoine Palmer on the pitching side. Just to name a few examples.
Salas ready, and a pitch clock violation assessed on Dorsey right before he kicked home. Automatic ball four. Just mention how prevalent the pitch clock violations have been this week with the crew of Jacob Ashworth and Dakota Kilgore. Dorsey was trying to be methodical out on the hill, make Villarreal second guess over at first, but he waited a fraction too long. And now faces two on, nobody out. Force it all bags for Alberto Hernandez. And the first pitch his way. Fastball centered up for strike one.
Chappie, I know you and I have seen a couple of pitch clock violation strikeouts this year, but I think this is the first time we've seen a pitch clock walk.
Yeah, on a 3-2 count, you hardly ever see it in that circumstance. Dorsey delivers. And Hernandez nubs one softly along third. It trickles foul. Hernandez will work his way back to the plate. Dorsey fires home, and Hernandez fouls it at his feet. Count stays nothing and two on Alberto. Hernandez batting an even 200, in danger of dipping below that Mendoza line in game number 49 of his season. One home run, 33 driven in. The 0-2, way out in front of the plate, kept in front by Boussey.
Looking out into the Delmarva bullpen, keep in mind this is a rehab start for Dorsey. They do have a reliever on a mound right now, but he's not throwing just yet.
One ball and two strikes. Dorsey delivers. And a bouncing ball left side gets fouled. On the 1-2, slider misses in. Good take by Hernandez. On pitch number 30 for Dorsey, two balls and two strikes. He threw 53 pitches at home against Carolina on June 27th. That could give you a marker of where he's at pitch cap-wise. Only 34 in his last outing, 2-2. On the ground, out to third. Could be a pair, but it's bobbled by Lorenzo. He tries to go to third. He can't get there. Everybody is safe. What an inopportune time for a fielding error after back-to-back walks start the inning. Dorsey thought he may have had a double play ball to put him in control of the inning. Instead, bases loaded, nobody out, E5.
So after the Shorebirds had a bases loaded, nobody out opportunity in the top half of this inning, the Woodpeckers get a chance to answer back with the exact same situation and a really good bat in Luciano up.
Luciano attacks the first pitch, pops it right side towards the upper deck, and it'll end up on the roof. Villarreal at third, Salas at second, and Hernandez over at first. Dorsey down to the belt. He fires and misses a little high. One ball and one strike on Luciano. Here's the next offering. Down to the dirt, blocked by Boussey. 2-1.
In a series where the Woodpeckers just haven't gotten their best swings off, Luciano has been one of their bigger bright spots. 3-for-9 through the first three games, and during the no-hitter, he did reach once on a fielder's choice, one of the few Woodpeckers to do so.
The 2-1 pitch is high. 3-1. Luciano has driven in 27 this season. Situations with the bases loaded, he has one hit and seven at-bats. 3-1. In on the fist and popped up. Off to the left of home plate, Boussey tosses aside the mask and makes the catch. The Wander Luciano pops out. Danger averted for the moment for Dorsey. And now with the bags full, one gone, Wilton Lara gets ready to make his first at-bat as a Fayetteville Woodpecker in a big spot. First, we'll have a meeting on the mound with the Shorebirds pitching coach, Casey Day, walking out there to have a conversation with Dorsey, buy a little extra time for that bullpen in left field.
Oh, well, no soft landing for Lara. Welcome to Single A. Your first at-bat is in a big spot early. Bases loaded, one out. He's being thrown right into the fire.
So here's Wilton Lara. The bases are loaded for his first Carolina League at bat. Batted 198 in 34 games with the FCL before his promotion. First pitch, a slider, moves up and outside. So here's an opportunity to make an impression on your new teammates. Lara did showcase some power in the FCL. 5 home runs, 19 driven in. Slugged 396 and had a 680 OPS. Dorsey down to the belt, throws, and Lara loops it foul over the upper deck. 1-1 on Lara.
Well, the warm-up is starting to intensify in the Delmarva bullpen. They have a righty throwing out there.
Runners take their leads. 2-0 Shorebirds. The pitch is swung on and hammered deep out into left field. Ramos gets back. He's at the wall. It's a grand slam. In his first Carolina League at bat, Wilton Lara brings them all home.
Welcome to Fayetteville, Wilton Lara. A storybook start to his single-A career. He entered in perhaps the tightest moment he could have in a first at-bat, and he lived up to the pressure. One at-bat, one trip around the bases, and immediately he gets to put on the chain.
4-2 Fayetteville in the bottom of the second inning. Welcome to town, Wilton Lara. And now it's Raylan Perez. Takes a strike on the high outside corner, 0-1. A grand slam by Wilton Lara. That is the second of the season, third of the season for the Woodpeckers. Hansel Villarreal and Wander Luciano with grand slams earlier this year. And now Wilton Lara in his first Carolina League at bat. Perez lashes a line drive foul off to the right. It's now 0-2 as Dorsey delivers and misses down in the dirt. So 2 walks and a fielding error come back to cost Dorsey in a big way. Fayetteville with their 4 runs on 2 hits. And now the 1-2 toss. Perez takes high and outside. Last grand slam was by Luciano on June 18th against Myrtle Beach. And now the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a foul straight back over the netting.
Well, this kind of fits, right? In his first at-bat, he hits the first Woodpecker Grand Slam of the season at home.
Here's the 2-2. And it's called strike 3. Slider on the inner third gets Perez looking. And after the Grand Slam, Dorsey bounces back with a K. 3 of the runs on that Grand Slam for Dorsey are earned. The unearned run is Alberto Hernandez, who reached on the E5, and now with time called once again, the manager Colin Woody popping out of the dugout. The day will be done for the minor league rehabber. Baseball is taken from Carson Dorsey. And he walks off the hill, having surrendered 4 in the second. A little bit of frustration for him. That error obviously set the stage for some major damage. And now it'll be the Delmarva bullpen the rest of the night. We'll tell you about the new right-hander when we come back. This visiting pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. 4-2 Woodpeckers on the slam.
I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no
These
Pitch and Change is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 35, Luis Beltran.
Luis Beltran is the new Delmarva right-hander. His first pitch to Max Holy runs inside for ball one. Time for the Delmarva Shorebirds bullpen to take over in this one early. Beltran grabbing the ball from Dorsey after an inning and two-thirds. Dorsey surrendering the grand slam moments ago to Wilton Lara. And it's 4-2 Fayetteville in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and Holy looks at a strike, 1-1. And again, happy birthday, Max Holy, 23 years old today. And he started out his birthday with a single in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch, fastball for a strike. His teammates, and everybody for that matter, enjoys when there's a birthday on the team because there's usually some cupcakes involved or a dessert of the player's choice that gets shared with the entire clubhouse. 2-2 is dribbled foul. Left side of third.
Well, July is a big birthday month for the Woodpeckers, so expect to see a few of those. Raimi Rodriguez turns 20 on Wednesday, and Naomar Ochoa Jr. turns 20 at the end of the month.
Inside changeup just missed on Holy, evens the count at 2-2. Team dietitian Kayla Kane is always providing the healthy, high-protein food in the clubhouse, but allows for some sweets every once in a while.
Look, calories don't count. That's on your right. Birthday.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Holy goes down on a breaking ball, and the inning is over. But in his first Carolina League at bat, Wilton Lara with a grand slam to left. And the Woodpeckers jump out in front 4-2 after two innings on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for some more fun from the Superstars. Please welcome the mooing Iron Man from the homogenized pastures just outside of Baltimore. It's Cal Ripken Jr.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. We'll be right back.
up for Cal Ripken Jr. of the Superstars. Check them out online and share your pitches using the hashtag Superstars. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Parker Smith.
We'll have a few extended half-inning breaks tonight with the Superstars in town. I believe that was Cal Ripken Jr. doing a dance with some of the Delmarva players. Now it's Nate George, who is not involved in the dancing, standing into the right side, bouncing the first pitch softly towards short. Holy charges, throws to first, and a sweeping attempt on the backhand gets through Lara. He chases it down towards the rain tarp. And George, on the throwing error, gets to second.
Well, perhaps Nate George took full advantage of the extended break. Not that he really needed it. He's so fast that on a ball like that, it's always going to be a tough play, and that sped up the internal clock and forces an error.
E6 on Holy. George stands at second for Yasmiel Bousset. 4-2 Fayetteville on the Wilton Lara Grand Slam. Here's the pitch. And it misses inside. One ball and no strikes on Bousset. Raylan Ramos is on deck. And then Joshua Laranzo. Now the Superstars and Cal Ripken Jr. has made it into the crowd. As you can see on MILB TV. Yeah, the show doesn't just stay on the field. It carries into the audience.
I think Bunker's feeling a little jealous. He's trying to interact with some fans, too.
Yeah, they're stealing Bunker's thunder tonight. More fans are interested in the giant cow that's hanging out on the first base side.
Well, as you mentioned, he made some friends with some of the Delmarva players and staff. He challenged a few of them to a dance-off in between innings. And one of them was in a really good mood, Jack Crowder, who started the combined no-hitter last night. He was helping pump up the crowd.
Bousset ahead 1-0 on Smith. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses at a fastball. And it's 1-1. Smith leans over the left shoulder and brings home the 1-1 pitch. Bousset swings and misses at an inside slider. It's now 1-2. Down in the dirt on the 1-2, count evens up. Fayetteville pitching has done a good job of keeping Yasmiel Bousset quiet this week. He's a combined 1-for-10. His lone hit is single. Now he has drawn 4 walks, the primary way he's reached base. Represents the tying run at the plate with nobody out. 2-2 pitch. It is a check swing and a roller off to the left, foul. Two balls, 2 strikes. George slowly walks off a second, and Smith fires home. Here's a smash on a line center field. Valencia gets back and has it clear his head. Clips off the glove and rolls to the base of the wall. George circles third. He scores. Bousset on the way to third, and the throw is not in time. Bousset into third. We'll see how they score this. It may be a triple. Valencia did not take the correct route to that baseball. He shuffled to his left, and that line drive had more carry than he thought. Skimmed off the top of his glove, reaching over his head. Valencia out in center field with his hands on his knees. head to the grass. He's not pleased with that route, and a guy who always seems to take the correct route. Bousset now stands at third, representing the tying run. Here's Raylan Ramos. And he looks at a called strike at the knees.
You just don't see that too often from Valencia. Despite not taking the best path to the baseball, his speed at least made it a close play, but that initial first step is what got him.
Here's a ground ball pulled through the left side. Holy playing shallow, couldn't get there. Bousset is in from third, and Raylan Ramos ties the game with an RBI single. Delmarva quickly neutralizes the go-ahead grand slam, and we're all level at four.
Clearly, this Delmarva lineup was not affected by the Wilton Lara grand slam. Immediately after seeing their two-run lead turn into a two-run deficit, each of their first three batters of the inning reach, and we're back on level terms.
Here's Joshua Laranzo, and Smith's pitch runs in tight on him, ball one. Laranzo singled and scored in the second inning. A spin and a throw over to first to check the runner, and Ramos dives back in. Here comes the 1-0. And a front door slider hits the mitt, strike one. Delmarva now with five hits, bringing home their four runs. Errors have already cost both pitching staffs. 1-1. Busted bat, pop fly out towards third. Salas shuffles back, makes the catch. Runner caught off of first, and a one-hopping throw across the diamond in time. 5-3 double play. Raylan Ramos was off and moving. He nearly ran all the way to second base and never identified that there was a pop-up. And Salas given a gift. 5-3 twin killing. Momentum shifter for Parker Smith. He now faces Fernando Peguero. And a pitch clock violation assessed on Smith. Automatic ball for Peguero. But an unearned run this inning, crossing for Parker Smith. Also an unearned run against Dorsey in the second inning on that grand slam due to an E5. Here's a drag bunt along third. Salas was playing away from the bag and can't pick it cleanly. He had no chance at a play, charging forward, attempting to bare hand. And heads up awareness by Peguero to see where the left side of the infield was positioned and play the short game.
You nailed it right on the head. Salas was playing back at third, and for a team that handles the bat well, like the Shorebirds, once they see that and they make the decision to drag bunt, it's game over. They're on first base.
Now here's Brylan Tavera. Smith's first pitch is called to strike on the outside corner. Runner on the move and not in time. Peguero gets into second on the swipe bag. And Brylan Tavera in an 0-1 count. Struck out swinging in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Swinging a pop fly, shallow center field. Long run in for Valencia. Slows to a jog, makes the catch, and the inning's over. But Delmarva equalizes. An RBI triple by Bousset. An RBI single from Ramos. Ties it up 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the third inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All of our groups.
Take a look at the big board. If you see your name, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting.
Grab!
we'd like to thank everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday, Frank Marietta. Happy birthday, Max Holy. Happy birthday, Uncle Uh-Oh. Nothing hits the spot like Woodpeckers baseball and hot, cheesy goodness. If the Woodpeckers score in the third inning, every fan in the ballpark gets a free medium order of Culver's Cheese Curds with any purchase, but only tomorrow. Just show your game ticket the next day at Culver's in Hope Mills on South Peak Drive to claim yours. Let's bring in the runs and bring on the curds. Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Luis Beltran. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 9, Esmiel Valencia.
Esmiel Valencia leads off the bottom of the third inning. We're tied 4-4. And Valencia to the plate for a second time, taking on Luis Beltran. Beltran's first pitch misses down and outside, and it's a ball one. Valencia's rolled into a double play today. Also, you know, Fisher on deck, and then Villarreal. Here's the 1-0, and a big rip and miss on the outside pitch. One ball and one strike. Beltran with a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup combination in the repertoire. Valencia hacks and misses, and it's 1-2. The infield and outfield straight up against Valencia. One-two pitch, a check swing. They appeal to first, and he's rung up. Base umpire Dakota Kilgore makes the decision on Valencia. His first strikeout tonight drops him to 0-2. And now it'll be Cam Fisher standing in.
So far, so good for Beltran in relief. He's quelled the momentum from this Woodpeckers offense. Two hitters, two strikeouts.
Low pitch to Fisher, and it's 1-0. Cam got caught swinging on a low slider in his first at bat. And is 0-1 tonight. The offering. Bouncing ball towards the first base dugout. And it caroms off the facing. One ball and one strike. Here's the next pitch. And it misses outside. 2-1. Fisher is a combined 2-for-11 in this series. Both of his hits have cleared the wall out and right. 2-1. Shoulder-high fastball. Three balls and a strike. And these Delmarva pitchers know that Fisher's dangerous. He leave anything in the center of the plate, and he can clobber it. So they have been pitching around him to a degree this series. And over the last month, he has one of the highest walk rates on the team. And now a pitch clock violation assessed on Beltran. That is the second automatic ball four already in this game. And Colin Woody is walking out of the dugout to argue this one. I didn't see our plate umpire, Jacob Ashworth, go to his wrist to indicate a pitch clock violation, but I believe that's what it was.
Fisher knew it right away. As soon as the clock hit zero, he just dropped his bat, started shedding his equipment. He knew.
The umpires will come together in conference about this. Jacob Ashworth and Dakota Kilgore going to have a conversation. Meanwhile, the Delmarva infielders will join together on the mound to chat with Beltran. And they confirm the call. And Colin Woody wants a further explanation. Villarreal patiently waiting at the plate for his chance to take a swing. Well, lots of free base runners given to the Woodpeckers tonight. A pair of walks in the second inning along with the E5 from Lorenzo. And now one out walk to Fisher.
What's that one quote? If I had a nickel for every time we had a pitch clock walk, I would have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice. We've seen this a lot with this umpiring staff, that they've been right on top of the pitch clock, and they've been quick to assess pitch clock violations to either the hitter or the batter. But it's just inopportune timing for the Shorebirds tonight. It just so happened they've been too slow to the plate in three ball counts.
Yeah, it's been at an exponential rate this week, and not just favoring one side or the other. Pitch clocks galore for both batters and pitchers. First one offered up to Villarreal after the argument concludes from Colin Woody, and he looks at a strike, nothing and one. Villarreal walked and came home on the Lara Grand Slam in the second inning. Breaking ball misses down and away, one ball and one strike. Four runs on six hits and an error for Delmarva. Four runs on two hits and an error for Fayetteville. Middle infielder Hernandez and Peguero, double play depth. Fisher leads off of first. Pitch is a broken back grounder to third. Lorenzo to second for one. The turn to first, a double play, and that'll end the inning. So no harm, no foul on the pitch clock ball four. Fisher quickly forced out at second. Around the horn it goes. Beltran off the hill, and after three innings, we remain tied. 4-4 our score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Perfection Landscaping. As the grounds crew perfects the infield, let Perfection Landscaping create a backyard oasis with expert landscaping and custom pools. Call today to get started. Sure to stay after the game for post-game autographs. The table will be set up on the field in front of section 127.
Infield dirt gets a fresh comb over, and we begin the top of the fourth inning. 4-4 tie game. Parker Smith returns to the hill and gets ready to face the 7, 8, and 9 of the Shorebirds lineup card. A grand slam, the big swing tonight for Fayetteville, providing all four of their runs. Delmarva tied it up into third. And to take you through the action for the next few innings, changing it up a little bit tonight because I stole the third inning from him. I was watching the Superstars and completely forgot to give it to him. Here's Ryan Zimmerman for the fourth.
Thanks, Chappie. You're a bad criminal, by the way. You just turned yourself in.
I just revealed myself, yep.
Colin Tuft gets things started for the Shorebirds in the top of the fourth in what's been a back-and-forth offensive battle thus far. Smith returns to the hill, the kick and the toss. Tuft swings right through the fastball, nothing in one. Tonight has been the complete opposite of last night. The Woodpeckers were no hit in a 2-1 loss, and their offense has shown up in a big way today. The 0-1, Tuft shows bunt, pulls back on a slider low and in, 1-1. Through the first three innings, both teams have combined for 8 runs on 8 hits, and as Chappie mentioned, Wilton Lara's grand slam is the big swing. Here's the 1-1. Tufts sends this ball high in the air, deep to straightaway center. Valencia angles back towards the track, reaches up and hauls it in. Esmiel Valencia was up against the cutout to the right of the rocking porch. And Colin Tufts did not miss a home run by much. It's a loud out number one to begin the frame.
Yep, deepest part of the yard, anywhere else, and just a little bit to the left, and you're in the rocking porch. Tough break for Tufts.
Nobody on, one out for Michael Hernandez. Smith delivers. The cue shot towards the shortstop. Holy, he jumps up and makes the play. Two pitches, two outs. Parker Smith is a batter away from his first 1-2-3 inning since the first inning. 4-4 the score. The Delmarva Shorebirds and Fayetteville Woodpeckers have both brought the big sticks on this Friday night. Nobody on, two away for the leadoff man, Elise Cuevas. Smith's toss. Slider low and in, gets a check swing. Appeal to the base umpire, Dakota Kilgore. He says Cuevas held up. He was one of the big offensive players in last night's 2-1 victory. Smith rocks and fires. Cuevas looks at a fastball low and away, 2-0. Didn't pick up too many big hits. He had two singles, scored the other run on the Edwin Amparo ninth inning two-run home run, the 2-0. Cuevas pops this high in the air, foul behind home plate. Villarreal sheds the mask and gives it a look, but he has no play. This one lands in the seats. Tonight, though, has been a much different story. 0 for his first two, fly out to right, and a foul pop out to third base. Smith has a new baseball. Here's his 2-1. In the dirt with the fastball. Cuevas has a really nice hitter's count to work with, 3-1. Cuevas has some flashy equipment, blue and pink batting gloves, a shin guard, an elbow sleeve, the 3-1. Check swing on an outside fastball, appeal to first, and Dakota Kilgore this time rules he went around. He was a fraction of a second off from ball four, but he just couldn't hold his hands back, and the count goes full. Smith waits for Cuevas to re-enter the left-handed batter's box. He shakes off Villarreal, now selects his pitch. The 3-2 on the way. Low and in, ball four. Cuevas frustratedly tosses his bat and sheds his equipment. The two-out walk keeps the inning alive for Nate George. Perhaps he thinks he should be on first base a little sooner than he is, but it's a two-out walk nonetheless. He gets a pat on the back from fundamentals coach slash first base coach Luis Silverio ahead of his lead. Lara holds him at first, but Cuevas has a big lead. There he goes. First pitch is a strike. Villarreal elects not to throw down. Cuevas had that base stolen even before Smith released the baseball. His lead took him past the cut of the grass at first, and he got a great jump. The Shorebirds now have a runner in scoring position, the 0-1. George tips it foul off the edge of the bat behind home plate. Smith has another two-out, two-strike count. Should George reach, the heart of the order looms. Yasmiel Bousset, the three-hole hitter, takes his hacks in the on-deck circle. He already has an RBI triple tonight. Smith looks back at Cuevas on second. The 0-2 to George. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Smith tugs at his ball cap as he plants his back foot into the first base side of the rubber. Cuevas takes a 20-foot lead at second. Another 0-2. George ropes it into center. Valencia pulls up. It drops for a base hit. Cuevas around third. He tries for the plate. The throw home is late. Cuevas dives in safely, and an 8 George RBI single puts the Shorebirds back in front 5-4.
Got to credit Delmarva for their situational hitting today. When they've put runners in scoring position, they've capitalized on it. Tufts two-run single in the second inning. Base hit with men in scoring position in the third, once again here in the fourth.
George stands on first, two away for Yasmiel Boucher. Delmarva just wrestled the lead back, 5-4 the score, but before Boucher sees a pitch, we'll have a meeting on the mound. The inning could not have started much better for Smith. Two outs on just four pitches, but Cuevas worked the two-out walk, promptly stole second, and came around to score on the George single. Out comes home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth to hasten the conversation and keep this game moving along. This is Smith's sixth appearance as a Fayetteville Woodpecker, and this has been the first time he's really been roughed up. In four of his first five outings, he didn't give up an earned run, and the most he gave up in a single outing was two back on June 28th against Augusta. But the Shorebirds have figured him out. He remains in the game for the moment, though, with a chance to finish the fourth. A look into Villarreal, the pitch to Boucher. Big swing and a miss at the fastball. Villarreal pops out of the crouch to look George back to first. There is action in the Fayetteville bullpen. It looks like Abel Mercedes is getting loose with Smith's pitch count rising. A look in. Now a throw to first. George dives back in safely. The Houston Astros like to cap their starters at 75 pitches. Smith currently sits at 65.
This wasn't the inning that he expected either after two pitches, two outs.
Set at the belt. The 0-1 home. Boucher checks his swing on a slider low. One ball, one strike. It was Boucher that sparked the stretch of three unanswered Delmarva runs. His triple to the center field wall scored Nate George, who reached on an error back in the third. George is on the move. Big swing and a miss. Throw down to second. On the money. George is thrown out. Hansel Villarreal flashes the cannon behind the dish. A caught stealing brings the top of the fourth to a close. However, not before Delmarva reclaims the lead. The George single has him out in front once again. 5-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler cup and ticket vouchers courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs.
You never take advice.
All right, so cool.
Pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feeling, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time.
This is another pitching change being brought to you by Cash Pop from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play up to five times a day. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 30, Sayer Diederich.
Opa,
Salimos unos Jordan, lo capiamos de una vez. La correa Louis Vuitton, pero quiero eso para mi pie. Pa' darme un flow como que del norte bajé. Ella no tiene que pedírmelo, también se lo compré. La fiebre no va, le damos por el respeto. Hasta pa' una audiencia le bajé con unos retos. Desde menor fundimos con ese muñeco.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number six, Hector.
Luis Beltran entered out of the pen with the Shorebirds trailing 4-2. He departs with them leading 5-4. Sayer Dieterich is the next arm up out of the pen for Delmarva. He'll go up against 5, 6, and 7 in the Woodpeckers order in the bottom of the fourth. Hector Salas takes his spot in the lefty batter's box. Here's the pitch. The southpaw Dieterich finds the edge of the zone, 0-1. Beltran ended up going just an inning and a third, spelling the minor league rehabber Carson Dorsey. Did not allow a run nor a hit. One walk, two strikeouts on his line. The 0-1, fastball high and tight. Salas leans out of the way, 1-1. As for Dieterich, he's next up out of the pen for the Shorebirds on what figures to be a bullpen day. Here's his 1-1. Salas holds back on a low changeup. Two balls and a strike. This is just his second appearance in Delmarva this season after starting the year with the FCL Orioles. The 2-1. Ground ball to second. Peguero to his right. Throw to first in time. Dating back to the Raylan Perez strikeout in the second inning. Delmarva pitching has set down 5 of the last 6 Woodpeckers they've faced.
And overall, kept the Woodpeckers pretty quiet. You know, aside from the grand slam, there were some free base runners in front of it that led to the big damage, but not too much contact to speak of.
In steps Alberto Hernandez. He chops the first pitch to second. Peguero can't handle the shortstop, and Hernandez is safe. Check that. Peguero got handcuffed by a short hop.
And he came in on that ball, Ryan. That's generally not a good idea. You have to try and project it out where that hop's going to come on the infield. I think Peguero would have been better served just sitting back, allowing that one to come to him. Tried to field it on the short hop, and that was difficult.
Dieterich will have to go to the stretch to face Wander Luciano. He kicks and fires. Lucy looks at a fastball high and outside, 1-0. 5-4, Delmarva has the lead with one on, one out in the bottom of the fourth. The go-ahead run stands in the batter's box for the Woodpeckers on what's been a topsy-turvy night. Pickoff throw to first. Hernandez gets back in safely. In 3 appearances across 2 levels, Dieterich is 1-0 with a 2.38 ERA. A look over to Hernandez on first, now the 1-0. Luciano takes a changeup on the inside edge, 1-1. Through 11 and a third innings, Dieterich has not allowed too much damage. 3 runs all earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. A nod in the 1-1. Luciano spits on a bouncing breaking ball, 2 balls and a strike. Last time Dieterich took the mound, he started against Fredericksburg in relief of Dorsey on the 4th of July and was brilliant. The 2-1. Luciano dribbles it off his front foot in the right-handed batter's box, 2-2. He allowed just 1 run in his 5 innings of work, and that lone run was a solo home run. Didn't walk a batter, struck out 2 in 50 pitches. Dieterich goes through the signs with Bousset. Hernandez angles towards second base. Here's the pitch. Luciano doesn't go after an outside breaking ball. A good take fills the count. We'll see how aggressive the Woodpeckers want to be with a full count, one out, and a capable base stealer, Alberto Hernandez, at first base. Cuevas holds him there. Here's the 3-2. Luciano late on the fastball, strike 3. Dieterich blew it by him at 90 miles an hour. And he's an out away from a scoreless first frame of relief. got a tough test, though. Wilton Lara is back in the box. His swing provided all four Fayetteville runs tonight. A grand slam in his first single-A at-bat. Hernandez is on the move. First pitch, fastball high and outside. Poussé fumbles the transfer, and Hernandez glides into second, standing up. He picked the right pitch to run on, and now Lara gets to work with a runner in scoring position. 5-4, Delmarva on top, one on, two out in the bottom of the fourth. Lara can tie up the game with one swing. He could also give Fayetteville the lead if he can club his second home run. The 1-0. An excuse me swing on a high outside fastball is called a strike, 1-1. Hernandez takes an aggressive lead at second. Neither middle infielder holds him. The 1-1. A fastball bounces into Boucher. Hernandez takes off for third and gets in, standing up. Alberto Hernandez receives a free 180 feet in Lara's at-bat. That last pitch ruled a wild pitch. The Woodpeckers are 90 feet away from retying the score. 2-1 to Lara in the meantime. Dietrich fidgets with his front foot. He deals the 2-1. Lara rips it through the middle of the infield and into center field, base hit. Hernandez scores. Lara picks up his fifth RBI of the night on a single, and we're all tied up at five. I don't think you can make a much better first impression than this.
Yeah, I don't need to look at the record book, Ryan. The first Woodpecker to make his debut with five RBIs. That's something we have not seen before. The grand slam obviously earned the acceptance of his teammates, and now he's going to find himself in the heart of the order pretty soon if he doesn't stop.
Raylan Perez hits from the right side, first pitch to him. He's laid on the fastball, strike one. He took his first at-bat also from the right side against the lefty Carson Dorsey. He was the last batter he faced. Perez, a switch hitter, had hit exclusively from the left side up until that point in this series. The 0-1. Dietrich turns to a breaking ball and catches Perez looking at strike two. Well, I will say this, in just two at-bats, Lara has also tied the team's single-game RBI high in 2025, the 0-2. Called strike three on the breaking ball. Dietrich places the bender right on the outside part of the zone, and he is out of the inning. Wilton Lara continues his strong start to life in Fayetteville. An RBI single ties the score back up. 5-5 as we head to inning number five on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Down, or it's gonna get cold, so eat it. I don't care if you're full. mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Let's hear it for the hungry superstar, Mike Rainbow Trout. Share your superstar photos from the game using the hashtag superstars.
Fayetteville makes a Black Tie Renato call to the bullpen to open the fifth inning. Abel Mercedes' entrance was delayed by Mike Rainbow Trout eating Uncle Uh-Oh. The superstars are at it again at Segra Stadium. 5-5 through four. The Delmarva Shorebirds and Fayetteville Woodpeckers have been exchanging blows all night long, and we'll see if Mercedes can cool the Shorebirds off. Yasmiel Bousset, the first to face in the kick and the pitch. Fastball clips the low outside corner, 0-1. The day is officially done for starter Parker Smith. The Shorebirds got a lot of good swings off against him, but his teammates backed him up on the offensive side. The 0-1, fastball off the plate away, 1-1. In his four-inning start, he allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. He exits with a no decision. Bousset stands back in with an even count. Mercedes comes set. He delivers. Bousset watches a slider right down Hay Street, 0-2. Mercedes has flashed the strikeout stuff in his second tour of duty in Fayetteville, but the big knock on his ability has been his strike throw. The 1-2. Cut on and missed, strike three. Bousset went after the high cheese, and Mercedes opens his night with a punch out. On the season, this is the 17th appearance for Mercedes after leading the Woodpeckers with 40 last year. He's 1-0 with a 5.48 ERA, 1 save in 21 and a third innings. In steps Raylan Ramos. Mercedes takes a deep breath, the windup and the pitch. Fastball high and in. Ramos had to duck out of harm's way, 1-0. To finish up on Mercedes, he's allowed 15 runs, 13 earned on 13 hits, 29 strikeouts, 30 strikeouts, 29 walks heading into tonight. The 1-0 to Ramos. He fouls it off the fists back to the backstop. We are all knotted up. Delmarva 5, Fayetteville 5. Nobody on, 1 out in the bottom of the fifth. All 5 Woodpecker runs have come off Wilton Lara's bat in his single-A debut. Mercedes looks in for the shine. Here's the 1-1. A curveball freezes Ramos right where he stands. Couldn't get the bat going on that one. Oh, 1-2. We'll see how long Mercedes is tasked to go. 1-2. Called, strike three. Ramos goes down looking on a low inside corner changeup. 2 up, 2 down, 2 strikes to start Mercedes' night. He's got a shot at a 1-2-3 frame as he takes on Joshua Lorenzo. Villarreal flashes the target. Here's the pitch. A fastball backs Lorenzo up 1-0. He's been out of the lineup the last couple nights, but reinserted for the first time since the series opener on Tuesday, and he's off to a 1-for-2 start. The 1-0. The fastball bounces in around the back foot. Lorenzo backs out of the way, 2-0. He singled his first time up in the second inning, came around to score on the Colin Tuft single. Popped out to third base in the third, and that turned into a double play. Raylan Ramos was caught off the bag. Lorenzo takes a pitch clock violation. excuse me, it went against, yeah, Lorenzo. It's 2-1. Mercedes comes home. Big wave and a miss on the changeup. Lorenzo was out in front, 2-2. He's a guy the Shorebirds are happy to have back in the lineup. According to MLB.com's rankings, he's the Orioles' 22nd ranked prospect. Mercedes is a pitch away from striking out the side. The break-even offering. Fouled off above the stadium club behind home plate. If Mercedes can get Lorenzo, it would be the first 1-2-3 inning for Woodpeckers pitching since the first inning. Another 2-2. Lorenzo moves the back foot out of the way of a bouncing changeup. If Lorenzo reaches, Fernando Peguero waits on deck. It was his error that allowed Alberto Hernandez to reach last inning. You know he wants a redemption shot. A 3-2. A curveball forces Lorenzo to duck out of the way. That's the easiest walk he'll take all season. That extends the inning for Peguero. Mercedes will have to go to the stretch to take on the six-hole hitter. 5-5, nothing separates the Shorebirds from the Woodpeckers. One on, two away to start the top of the fifth. Lorenzo takes a big lead at first to the cut of the grass over there. Lara holds him on. The pitch. Mercedes narrowly misses the low outside corner.
Key with Abel is that he gets those early outs. Rather, your walks come with two outs, especially with his strikeout stuff. Take care of Peguero, not focus too much on that base runner.
Lorenzo takes another aggressive lead. The 1-0. Peguero watches a fastball sail high, 2-0. The Delmarva second baseman is off to a perfect start at the plate. He's got two singles. And on his last trip around the bases, he stole second. Mercedes takes a breath, the 2-0. Peguero takes all the way and shakes his head on ball three low. After Mercedes struck out back-to-back Shorebirds to start the inning, he's in danger of allowing back-to-back walks and allowing Braylon Tavera to hit with a runner in scoring position. The 3-0. Peguero takes the whole way, and Mercedes pumps in a slider for a strike. Still a hitter's count for Peguero. He can be selective in the left-handed batter's box. Lorenzo angles towards second. He takes off early, the 3-1 in there for a strike, but Lorenzo has the stolen base. Mercedes just never looked at him, and Lorenzo timed his windup perfectly.
Yeah, Mercedes... back-to-back strikeout start the inning. He's confident in his stuff. Just wants to try and take care of Peguero and just try and go with the reliable fastball here and just see if Peguero can catch up.
The Shorebirds have worked back-to-back full counts against the flame-throwing righty. A look back to Lorenzo. Here's the 3-2. Peguero dribbles it foul, and the at-bat continues. Pitch number 7 upcoming in this duel. They've run Abel's pitch count up after it looked like he was destined for a quick 1-2-3 inning. That last toss was already his 20th. Villarreal gives him the sign. Holy plays behind Lorenzo at second. He takes off. Mercedes steps off and he has him in a rundown. He looks him back to second, pump fakes the throw, now tosses to Holy, and he applies the tag. No need to throw another full count pitch. Lorenzo tried to time Mercedes up again, and this time the pitcher was wise to the task. The Shorebirds run into out number three on the base paths, and this game remains tied. We're at the halfway point at Segra Stadium. It's 5-5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For more information, head on over to Brian Honda, located at 4104 Raven Road, right here in Fayetteville. She was checking up for me from the game. She was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to walk out. Shorebirds, Sayer Dieterich.
The Woodpeckers' task offensively is made a little easier to start the fifth. Sayer Dieterich is assessed a pitch clock violation before leadoff man Max Holy steps in. It's the top of the order. Holy, Valencia, and Fisher who attempt to break a 5-5 game in the bottom of the fifth. Dieterich comes set. His 1-0. His first pitch of the inning clips the outside edge, 1-1 after the pitch clock violation.
It's like the rules changed or something, and neither team can remember the pitch clock. I mean, it's been all week long, one after another.
Dieterich's 1-1. Holy takes another changeup in the same spot. Dieterich pulls ahead 1-2. And both umpires, when they've been behind the plate, Jacob Ashworth and Dakota Kilgore, have given zero wiggle room on pitch clock violations. The 1-2. Holy drives it to left center field. Tavera races after it. He can't get there. Base hit. Holy takes a big turn around first, but he's content with a single. He starts his 23rd birthday off by going 2-for-3. The leadoff man is aboard to start the fifth.
Got a slider. A little bit elevated in the zone. Very hittable pitch. Max hasn't been in the leadoff spot a lot lately, but delivering tonight, reaching base in two or three trips.
He's got a lot of speed on first for Esmiel Valencia due up. Dieterich works from the stretch. Fastball at the letters, 0-1. It's Shorebirds 5, Woodpeckers 5. The leadoff man is aboard to start the bottom of the fifth. The Woodpeckers look to take the lead right back. All five runs have come off Wilton Lara's bat in his single-A debut. Dieterich waits the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. That's through for a single. Holy takes a turnaround second. No thought to try for third. Back-to-back base knocks open the bottom of the fifth. The heart of the order can put Fayetteville back in front. Max Holy stands on second. Esmiel Valencia on first for the three-hole hitter, Cam Fisher. Delmarva 5, Fayetteville 5. The Woodpeckers are threatening to begin the frame. Dieterich delivers. Curveball runs inside. That caught Fisher on the arm. He throws his bat in frustration towards first base. That pitch caught him in a spot he wasn't expecting, but he still gets the job done. The bases are loaded to open the fifth, still nobody out.
Wish we were a little bit lower in the order with Wilton Lara, the way his night's been going, but
Here's another opportunity. Base is jammed. One of your best coming in. Cleanup hitter Villarreal. We'll just simplify this approach. We've seen the Grand Slam tonight, but you can imagine Villarreal's going in thinking Grand Slam. Just something to the outfield. Keep this rally going. Bring a couple in.
Villarreal, the Janny King cleanup man, can give Fayetteville their second lead tonight. Holy on third, Valencia at second, Fisher at first, still nobody out in a 5-5 game in the bottom of the fifth. Dieterich's toss. Villarreal chops it to the left side. Hernandez plays it in the hole, throw to first in time. That gets the job done. Holy scores on the ground out. Valencia up to third, Fisher to second. A productive out gives Fayetteville another advantage, 6-5.
Yeah, that works as well. Not to the outfield, but with no outs in the inning, you have the luxury of just bringing home a run if you put something in play. Delmarva was willing to play their infield back, trade the out for the run.
Two runners stand in scoring position for the third baseman, Hector Salas, and Delmarva moves their infield in. The pitch at the knee, strike one. With the bases loaded, it looked like the Shorebirds were content to trade a run for two outs. And Dieterich did induce a ground ball, but hit too softly for Hernandez to try for two. The 0-1. In the dirt, Boucher can't block it cleanly. Valencia breaks for home. He scores standing up. Fisher up to third behind him. The Woodpeckers manufacture a pair of runs. 7-5 in the bottom of the fifth. This feels more like the Woodpeckers team we've been accustomed to offensively this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting on base a ton tonight, delivering in spots with runners in scoring position, being aggressive on the bases.
Infield stays in, the 1-1 to Salas. He flies it down the left field line. It curls into the seats. 1-2 to the five-hole hitter. Salas gets back into his stance. Dieterich's 1-2. Check swing on a low outside slider. It's rule the swing, strike three. Boucher picks up the baseball, throw to first. And the first baseman, Cuevas, was off the bag. Salas is safe on a drop third strike. Fisher remained planted at third base. The Woodpeckers have runners on the corners. Still just one out for Alberto Hernandez in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, Ryan, so Cuevas was not ready to go to first. He sort of delayed to getting over there. Boucher had to rush the throw as a result. Nearly went into the path of the runner, and Cuevas just vacated that bag.
There is a silver lining for the Shorebirds. It does set up a potential inning-ending double play. Dieterich back to the stretch. Fastball at the letters, strike one. Two runs have come across to score this inning. One on the Hanso Villarreal ground out that gave the Woodpeckers a 6-5 lead. And the wild pitch gave them an insurance run, 7-5, and a chance for more. Dieterich delivers. Hernandez pops it up behind home plate and outside the confines of Segra Stadium. 0-2 on the Woodpeckers' second baseman. No hits on the night, but he's reached both times he's batted, both on errors. One from the third baseman, Jonathan Lorenzo, and another on the second baseman, Fernando Peguero. Dieterich looks in. The trail runner Salas takes off the 0-2. Hernandez spoils it. A foul ball forces Salas back to home plate. But that pitch is nullified. They call a balk, and Fisher scores. Salas up to second on the play. The Shorebirds gift the Woodpeckers another run in the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-5. That brings out Delmarva manager Colin Woody. He wants an explanation.
Well, as strange as last night was, Ryan, this game is also starting to get a little bit weird. You know, we've seen errors. We've seen a guy going completely insane in his Carolina League debut with five ribbies. Now runs are being balked home. A little confusion on a drop third strike. And this game is getting squirrely on Delmarva.
And in the meantime, Hernandez gets to hit with another runner in scoring position. The 0-2 home. Ground ball foul past the third base bag. So three runs home in the inning, and none on the benefit of a hit. Hernandez's last swing resulted in a broken bat. He has to return to the dugout to get a new axe. He's equipped, new shillelagh in hand. He makes his way back to the right-handed batter's box to continue his battle with the lefty Dieterich. Hector Salas stands on second. He reached on a drop third strike and advanced on a balk. How many times can you say that? Another 0-2. Hernandez dribbles it up the third baseline. Lorenzo charges, bare hands it, and he has no play. He slowed to a stop to pick up the baseball, and as soon as he did, he instinctively just looked back to third to make sure Salas didn't try anything. Score that, an infield hit for Hernandez. And the Woodpeckers have runners on the corners, still just one out for Juaner Luciano. That brings out pitching coach Casey Day. He'll chat things over with the battery of Dieterich and Bousset.
Yeah, nothing is conventional right now for Dieterich, right? That's what Casey Day has got to be talking to him about. Look, he got the strikeout, runner reached. You picked up some soft contact. That goes as an infield single. Slow yourself down. Last thing you want to do is block again in this situation. Runners on the corners. But now you have the power of Luciano and the thrill of Lara waiting in the on-deck circle.
Well, once again, the Shorebirds can get out of this inning with a ground ball, but if this fifth inning has taught us anything, it's to expect the unexpected. Three runs have already come home, one on a ground out, one on a wild pitch, and one on a balk. And it's given the Woodpeckers another lead. They've grown it out to their largest so far tonight, 8-5. Dieterich back to work. He fires. Fastball sails on him. 1-0. Luciano is just one of two Woodpeckers not to reach base tonight. A foul pop out and strikeout have started his day. The 1-0. He flies this ball into shallow right center. The second baseman, Peguero, backs up, makes the catch. Salas takes a couple steps off third, but a strong throw home holds him to the bag. Dieterich picks up a crucial out number two. The danger still looms, though. Wilton Lara gets another at-bat with runners in scoring position. Already five RBIs tonight. A grand slam and an RBI single in his first two single-A at-bats, and he's got a chance for more. 8-5, Woodpeckers on top, runners on the corners with two away in the fifth. Dieterich delivers. Fastball runs inside and forces Lara to avert the danger. You just had a feeling Dieterich was going to be careful with Lara, but I don't think he had a near beanball in mind. The lefty comes set. Here's his 1-0. Lara grounds it foul up the third baseline. And to think, just 48 hours ago, he was in the FCL, and now he's dominating a level up, granted in a small sample size. Dieterich squares. Here's his 1-1. Ground ball to the left side. Lorenzo handles the short hop throw across the diamond in time, and Dieterich retires the side. It took him a while, and the Woodpeckers roughed him up. All three runs in the inning, however, come without the benefit of a hit. An RBI ground out, balk, and wild pitch open this game up. 8-5 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Woodpeckers on top on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tell boys. Everybody, get your roll on.
Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Give it up for the superstars, Ken Giraffe Jr. and Snail Earnhardt Jr. Don't forget to share your fun from tonight's game online using the hashtag Superstars. This Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now taking the mound for the Woodpeckers, number 19, Anthony Cruz.
The top of the sixth inning kicks off after a lengthy dance performance from Ken Giraffe Jr. and Snail Earnhardt Jr. Fernando Peguero digs in, first pitch to him, a strike at the knees from new Woodpeckers reliever Anthony Cruz. He enters with his team in front 8-5 after one scoreless inning from Abel Mercedes. The 0-1. Peguero takes high and outside, one ball and one strike. He was at the plate to end the top of the fifth, but with a full count, Joshua Lorenzo was picked off of second base, so he gets a clean slate. The 1-1 to him. Peguero tags it into center field. That touches down for a hit. Peguero's perfect night continues. He's 3-for-3 with three singles. The leadoff man is aboard for Brylan Tavera. As for Mercedes, he becomes the new pitcher of record. In his lone frame, he allowed some traffic on the base paths, but did not allow a run nor a hit. One walk and two strikeouts. Cruz has to turn to the stretch. His toss to Tavera has to wait. Pickoff move to first. Peguero dives in safely. On the season, whether it's been in the front half of a tandem or the back half, Cruz has turned into one of the most reliable arms the Woodpeckers have featured. This is his 17th appearance, ninth in relief. The first pitch to Tavera is flashed out to center field. Valencia races towards the track, hauls it in on the move. Allowed out number one keeps Peguero at first. And in comes Colin Tough.
Valencia has been tested a couple of times tonight, forced to take deep routes towards the warning track. He had that one fly get over his head, which I know he'll still be kicking himself about come tomorrow. That was a nice play, good grab.
Tuff digs in the midst of a 1-for-2 day. Peguero takes off, first pitch, a slider outside. Villarroyal can't handle it cleanly, and Tuff dives into second base. He's got a steal. Peguero has the steal, his second tonight. The Woodpeckers infield had him played to pull at double play depth. And as Villarroyal talks things over with Cruz, they remain as far shifted as you can get. Alberto Hernandez, the second baseman, plays 1 foot to the right of second. He does have to be careful. Greg Jones, a couple nights ago while playing shortstop, got hit with a shift violation. These umpires have been on the obscure ones. Peguero takes his lead off second and forces Cruz to step off. To finish off on Cruz, he's 6-3, tied for the team lead in wins alongside Cam Brown. Also features a 4.61 ERA in 66 and a third prior innings. The pitch. Tough cowers away from a front door slider that catches. 1-1. To this point, Cruz has allowed 35 runs, 34 earned on 62 hits, 6 home runs. He struck out 62 batters while only issuing 36 walks. The 1-1. Tuft holds back on a tantalizing outside curveball, 2-1. Delmarva has 5 runs to their total tonight. Tuft is responsible for 2 of them. Both came on the same swing. A 2-run single in the second that opened the scoring. The 2-1. Fastball tucks in too tight, low and inside. Three balls and a strike. A walk would institute a force at all three bases ahead of Michael Hernandez, the nine-hole hitting shortstop. Cruz scrolls through the arsenal with Villarreal, the 3-1. Fastball runs inside, ball four. Tough never broke stride after dodging the pitch. Slid back and then tossed his bat in one full swoop before heading to first. Runners stand on first and second for Hernandez. The tying run is in the batter's box. Villarreal flashes the signs to the Fayetteville infield before Hernandez steps in. The Woodpeckers struck thrice in the bottom of the fifth to break a tie score and pull ahead 8-5, but the Shorebirds have a chance to answer right back. Cruz delivers. The pitch is nullified because of a pitch clock violation. It was low anyways, but it is ruled ball one, and the pitch does not count. Piguero at second, Tuft at first, both take their leads. Hernandez chokes up slightly, now ahead in the count before seeing an official pitch. The runners go, the 1-0, fastball inside. Villarreal throws to second, the throw is high. Hernandez jumps up to snare it and save the error, but the double steal is successful. Piguero advances to third on his third stolen base tonight. Tough to second, and the Shorebirds have two runners in scoring position. The Woodpeckers infield elects to play in the meantime. 2-0 the count on Hernandez. From the windup, Cruz fires. Front door slider can't find the mark, 3-1. 3-0. A walk would set up a force at any base, but it would load him up for the top of the Delmarva order. Here's the 3-0. Hernandez takes the whole way. Cruz finds the zone. Fastball at the knees. Hernandez to this point looking to turn around an 0-for-2 start. Fly out and a line out so far. Cruz is 3-1. Hernandez skies this ball to shallow left center. The shortstop wholly back, calls off the charging left fielder Perez and puts it away. Both runners have to hold. Salas eyes Piguero back to third as Holy tosses in. Despite all the commotions on the base paths in this sixth inning, Cruz is an out away from holding Delmarva scoreless. Piguero waits at third, Tuft at second for the leadoff man, Elis Cuevas. 8-5 Fayetteville on top. It's up to Anthony Cruz to keep it that way. The kick and the pitch. A curveball misses high, 1-0. Cuevas is yet to pick up a hit today, but he has affected the game in a big way offensively. A walk and a stolen base led to a run in the fourth, which gave Delmarva a 5-4 lead at the time. Cruz is 1-0. Cuevas fouls it above our heads in the press box, 1-1. He was one of two Shorebirds with two hits last night. Scored the tying run on the front half of the Edwin Amparo two-run home run, the 1-1. Cuevas swings out of his shoes on a low changeup. Cruz pulls the string and he's a strike away from a scoreless frame. The right-hander sets at the letters. Cuevas, the lefty hitter, calls for time. The pitch clock restarts on home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth's signal. Cruz is 1-2. Curveball high and wide. Cuevas evens the count to a piece. First base is open. Cruz does not have to challenge Cuevas, but he'd have to contend with Nate George on deck with the bases loaded. The break-even pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cruz ties Cuevas in knots on the low outside changeup to end a scoreless sixth. After Fayetteville took the lead, Cruz kept it intact. 8-5 as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Rickard, Captain Rickard serves in the headquarters company of the 82nd Airborne Division and carries values, integrity, dedication, and hard work into everything he does, both in uniform and in his free time. He is the owner of the small family-owned business, Captain Ron's Junk Removal, and is the proud husband of Serena and devoted father to his two children. Fans, let's hear it for Captain Ron Rickard. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thank you for your service.
On a night when both the Delmarva Shorebirds and Fayetteville Woodpeckers have embraced the wild and wacky, the bottom of the sixth inning starts with another twist. Sayer Dieterich is back on the hill for another relief inning. This will be his third, and it opens with a pitch clock violation. 9-1 and 2 set to face him. Raylan Perez, Max Holy, and Esmiel Valencia. Perez's at-bat will start with a 1-0 count with the Woodpeckers up 8-5. Dieterich steps off before throwing Perez the first official pitch of this at-bat. The lefty comes home. Perez cue shots it foul to the base of his own dugout, 1-1. Dieterich has had his tough moments tonight. He's allowed runs in each of his first two innings. All but one of them are earned runs. Wilton Lara tied the score at 5 in the fourth off of him on a two-out single, and then the Woodpeckers struck for 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth without a single hit. A 1-1. Fastball connects on the low outside, low inside corner, 1-2. They did have 3 singles in that inning, but none of them produced runs. Ground out, wild pitch, and balk did the work. The 1-2. Perez chases the low changeup, strike 3. Dieterich opens the bottom of the sixth with the punch out. The bases stay clear for the leadoff hitter, Max Holy. Again, happy 23rd birthday to Max. The fans made a lot of noise when they saw the birthday announcement on the video board. First pitch to him. Fastball in at the knees, nothing and one. 8-5, Woodpeckers on top. Nobody on, one out to begin the bottom of the sixth. Well, Holy did wake up to some good news to start his birthday. His sliding catch last night made SportsCenter top 10 this morning. The 0-1. Fastball bounces into Boucher, kicks off his glove, low and in. 1-1. It's the second time he's made the SportsCenter top 10 this year. And he's done it at 2 different positions. His catch was number 2 on the list. The only thing that beat it was a 450-foot disc golf throw. 1-1. Fastball off the plate away, 2-1.
That sucks, right? Got beat out by a disc golf throw, but congrats to Max on number 2. He's gotten a lot of national airtime this year.
Dieterich resets. The 2-1 on its way. Holy pops it up behind home plate. Boucher sheds the mask. This one lands a few rows deep. He has no play. I asked him what his plans were after the game. And he's going to celebrate with a free Slurpee from 7-Eleven.
Oh, not bad.
The big benefit of having a birthday on 7-Eleven is that perk right there. He's never done it before either. The break-even pitch. Slider low and outside. Count runs full. He's from Clinton, Iowa, where they don't have 7-Elevens.
They don't have a 7-Eleven in the state of Iowa or just Clinton?
In Clinton. I don't know if they have any in Iowa at all, but there are a lot of quick stops, quick trips. 3-2. On the outside edge, strike three. The umpires in the stands don't like the call, and they have a case. Home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth says it clipped the outside edge. Our Hawkeye data says it missed by half a baseball. Either way, back-to-back strikeouts open the frame for Dieterich. That brings in Esmiel Valencia. Dieterich delivers. Valencia fouls it above the Fayetteville dugout on the first base side. The Woodpeckers lead it 8-5. Nobody on, two out to begin the bottom of the sixth. Dieterich is a batter away from completing perhaps the most normal inning of the night. The 0-1. Valencia breaks his bat on a flare above the second baseman Peguero and into right center field. Valencia takes a big turnaround first, but he holds to a single that extends the frame for Cam Fisher. Valencia's been swinging it hot tonight. That last knock improves his line to 2-for-4. That the seventh hit of the night for Fayetteville. Dieterich looks at him as Fisher digs in. Valencia takes off. Fastball misses high and tight. Throw to second in time. Valencia is caught stealing to finish the bottom of the sixth. Dieterich points to his catcher, Boucher, and gives him a fist bump on his way back to the dugout. He faces the minimum plus a pitch and holds the Woodpeckers scoreless. On to the back third at Segra Stadium. Fayetteville on top 8-5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Two up, proceed to party. Proceed to party.
The grounds crew makes this infield look easy, and Perfection Landscaping does the same for your backyard. From lush landscapes to custom pools, they've got the winning game plan for your outdoor space. Call Perfection Landscaping today.
It's been madness in between innings with the superstars in town, and it's been madness on the field with the Woodpeckers and Shorebirds playing a unique game. 8-5, Woodpeckers on top as we head to the top of the seventh inning. And with that, Andrew Chapman is back on the play-by-play. Try to top that.
I know. Thank you, Ryan. What a night it's been. Quite different of a game compared to yesterday, but still wonky all the same as George fouls it straight back and over the roof for strike one. Nate George singled home a run in the fourth inning. Delmarva's scored in 3 of 6 innings tonight. Here's a hopper along third, and it just gets foul left of the bag. Nate George back to the plate. Nothing and two the count on him. Yasmiel Boucher is in the on-deck circle, and then Raylan Ramos, 2, 3, and 4 of the lineup card to bat. Cruz peers in, shakes his head no, and now nods. Winds and delivers the 0-2. It's fouled straight back into the screen.
Well, this night could end in history to some degree. That depends on whether or not Anthony Cruz can continue to pitch well and get some love from our official scorer. A win would give him 7, good for 5th in Woodpecker's single season history.
Slider misses outside, and it's 1-2.
It all depends on what they're thinking, though.
Pitch missed up and outside, now 2-2.
If he were to be given a win, though, it would have to be on scorer's discretion.
Yeah. Here comes the 2-2 offering. And a slider just missed a little bit wide. Tough take by George, and that fills the count. And the all-time wins leader, Yohansi Torres, with 9. Edinson Bautista most recently had 8 of them in 2022. George strikes out swinging on a 3-2 fastball.
So far, so good for Cruz. Finished his first inning by stranding 2 runners in scoring position. Now he's working on a stretch of 2 straight strikeouts. Not too shabby.
So here's Yasmiel Boussé, cleanup, pardon me, the 3-hitter who's tripled and scored a run. Cruz's first offering. It is called a strike. Curveball in the inner third. Nothing in one on Boussé. Raylan Ramos on deck. Getting into the heart of the order. As the 0-1. Hits the outside corner. Called strike 2. Infield pulled to the right. Outfield playing fairly deep. Cruz shakes off once and throws his 0-2 pitch. Misses outside. 1-2. Boussé had been quiet most of the week. Only had 1 single through the first 3 games. Then impacted things with the triple. Swings and misses the 1-2, and down he goes. Cruz picks up the strikeout. Now it'll be Raylan Ramos, the cleanup man. 2 outs, bases clear. Cruz with the wind and the pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. I think Ramos liked that call. He called for time, steps out of the box. Here's the next one. And a ground ball. Left side, knocked down by the manager, Colin Woody. The 0-2 to Ramos. Gets him swinging, strike 3. A breaking ball bending to the outside, and Anthony Cruz strikes out the side in order. Quick work of the Shorebirds. And we move the 7th inning stretch. Fayetteville out in front, 8-5.
Please stand up and direct your attention to the press box area where legendary Chicago Cubs broadcaster Harry Canary of the Superstars will lead you in his famous rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right, everybody, let's hear you good and loud. 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Oh, it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Let's hear you, for it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Hey!
Black and yellow. Yeah,
rest of the Superstars. To see more of the Superstars, visit them online at superstars.com or your favorite social media website, hashtag Superstars. Leading off the bottom of the center.
Cam Fisher leads off the home seventh inning. Fayetteville out in front, 8-5. Cuts and fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Another Superstars appearance during the seventh inning stretch, and we did it Chicago style with Harry Canary. I'm told he's a distant cousin of the actual Harry Carey. Outside slider to Fisher, and it's one ball and one strike.
The way he performed the seventh inning stretch, I can believe that.
Here's the set and the 1-1. Fisher bounces it foul to his first base dugout. Count to 1-2. Hansel Villarreal on deck and then Hector Salas. Fayetteville scoring 8 runs on 7 hits tonight. The big swing, a Wilton Lara grand slam in the second inning. Diedrich fires, and Fisher strikes out. Slider to the outside corner beats him. And there's one gone in the Fayetteville seventh inning for Villarreal. Start to peek around the out-of-town scoreboard. Keeping our eyes on the series developing in Zebulon. Mudcats and Frednats. Yesterday, the Muddies picked up a win as Villarreal lashes a line drive to center field to his right, and on a stop, Tavera makes the grab. And there's two gone. But tonight at Five County Stadium, Fredericksburg defeats the Mudcats 5-3. That game's gone final. Fred Nats have taken a 3-1 lead in the series, and they jump back in first place in the North Division, now a half game in front of Carolina. Salas gets jammed, but floats a soft flare into shallow left for a hit. A little punch the other way. Salas has his first hit of the ball game. He reaches for a third time, now by walk, drop third strike, and single.
That'll certainly help the cause with the Frednats win. If this result holds, the Woodpeckers would gain a half game on first place.
Here's the pitch to Hernandez. And he fists it foul into the screen, strike one.
That is if my math is right. And it easily could be wrong.
The big goal right now for Fayetteville has to be within 5 games, right? We're still pretty early in the second half. 7-10 start to things as a busted bat bounces right back to the hill. A pickup by Diederich and a throw to first is in time to retire Hernandez. He's busted, I think, 3 bats tonight and will have to put in an online order tomorrow morning. We've played 7 innings. Fayetteville holding steady. 8-5 they lead as we move to the 8th.
Cash pop. Let's head down to T. Bright with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, it is the North Carolina Educational Lottery Cash Pop. Oh, my goodness. They are really excited. There are 15 people behind me, and they can win up to $50 in Bunker Bucks. We're going to find out who's going to win, but first, let's find out how much they're playing for. All right, what will That's right, $20 in a Bunker Bucks that they can spend anywhere in the park. So, who will it be? Will it be number 6, number 2, number 13, 14, 7, number 1, number 5? It's number 7! Come on down, number 7. What is your name?
Lisa Woody.
Hey, Miss Lisa, she just won $20 in Bunker Bucks. It is courtesy of the North Carolina Education.
make the lottery.
You impressive, let's get to know each other. You the best of the best. You gotta love it in the dress, it's the sexiest. I had to tell her she's a young Janet Jackson, live and living color. Look at mama, you're dead wrong for having them pants on. Capri's cut low, so when you shake it, I see a thong. My pockets full of gold, shaking feathers to the moon. And this bad boy and Nelly, man, somebody better want him.
Fayetteville leads by 3-8-5 the score. Anthony Cruz back to the hill for the eighth inning, and we'll do a little back and forth tonight. Send it back over to Ryan Zimmerman for the play-by-play.
Thanks, Chappie. It's been a crazy night at the ballpark, one that's seen the Woodpeckers hold the lead for the last few innings. 8-6, they've got the edge over the Shorebirds. Anthony Cruz back on the mound to face Joshua Lorenzo. First pitch to him. A cue shot ground ball towards second. Hernandez plays it on the outfield grass, throw to first in time. One pitch, one out. Unfortunately, though, the main source of crazy is done for the night. The Harry Canary seventh inning stretch was the last Superstars appearance of the night. And it's a shame because I was having a lot of fun watching them. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a great show.
Fernando Peguero in, Cruz's pitch. Fastball right on the low inside corner, 0-1. It's Woodpeckers 8, Shorebirds 5. Nobody on, one out to start the top of the eighth. Cruz winds and delivers. Curveball hits the same spot. Peguero behind 0-2. We only saw six of their characters tonight, but I think they broke out their A-team. Cruz waits a beat. Now the 0-2. Peguero late on the curveball. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Joshua Lorenzo groundout broke up a stretch of four straight strikeouts for Cruz, but he's fanned five Shorebirds in the last six he's faced. He can go for his second straight 1-2-3 inning as he goes up against Brylan Tavera. Infield plays him to pull the pitch. Fastball brushes him back, 1-0. The Woodpeckers have the Shorebirds down to their final four outs. Nobody on, two out to start the eighth. Woodpeckers ahead, 8-5. Cruz rocks and delivers. Tavera takes the whole way. Cruz spots his changeup at the bottom of the zone. We got some good selections tonight. Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Giraffe Jr., Mike Rainbow Trout, 1-1. Check swing, but a called strike two on the outside edge. Nolan Rhino, Snail Earnhardt Jr. That's just a small sampling of the characters you can expect. But I think they made all the right calls tonight. 1-2. Tavera nearly holds his bat back on a bouncing changeup. Appeal to first, and umpire Dakota Kilgore confirms check swing. They have some other fun characters in the mix too, though. The 2-2 to Tavera. Fastball dots the outside corner, strike three. Three up, three down, back-to-back strikeouts polish off the eighth inning for Anthony Cruz. One last chance for the Woodpeckers to add on ahead of the top of the ninth. 8-5, bottom eight when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take it away, T.
All right, Tiffany, so tell me, how good are you with top six?
Not very good.
Oh, this is going to be really fun. All right, so the object of this game is to take these little chopsticks and try to pick up the items that are on the table and put them in the basket. We've got sugar, some cards, some Easter eggs. So the catch is you only got like 30 seconds, and it started 10 seconds ago. Go. Here we go. All right, so what is your strategy here? Do you have one? Not at all. She says, no, I'm just going to pick them up. Oh, that's good. To try to get all of them? That's good. That's good. Can you? Oh, almost. Okay. She's doing pretty good here. We got about 15 seconds left. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I think these are going to be kind of hard. Or maybe not. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I had to do it. I had to do it. Let's give it up for Tiffany, everybody. Great job. Not bad. Not bad.
El deporte.
el pepino de para. Me arrebato pa' frenarle galáctico. Mamá la que yo sí, pero no me pone rápido.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Sayer.
Like last night, the Woodpeckers are hoping this bottom of the eighth is their last trip to the bat rack. Wander Luciano, Wilton Lara, and Raylan Perez face off against Sayer Dieterich, who remains on the hill with the Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers 8-5. Luciano so far 0-3 against three different pitchers. First toss to him. He lines it out to left. Ramos tracks it, pirouettes, and makes the catch right in front of the warning track. Luciano lines out to open the bottom of the eighth. Nobody aboard, one out for Wilton Lara. This is his first at-bat tonight with no one aboard.
Yeah, they've set the stage for him in just about every plate appearance from the eighth spot tonight. Led to a 5 RBI day, but see if he can do some damage by himself.
Dieterich sets. His first offering to Lara. He flies it out to right center field. George shades over. He's got it. Two down. Anyways, back to the Superstars for a second. There are a couple guys that I thought would have been fun to see that represent other sports than baseball. They did break out Snail Earnhardt Jr. with this being North Carolina, the heart of NASCAR country. You might as well, right? Raylan Perez bats once again from the right side against the lefty Dieterich. The kick and the toss. In there, strike one. 8-5, Woodpeckers on top. Nobody on, two out in the bottom of the eighth. We could have seen such characters like Dion Salamanders.
That must be a popular one nowadays.
Dennis Frogman, always popular. I'd say Salamanders more so. The 0-1, Perez late on the changeup. Dieterich ahead, nothing in two. How about Mackerel Jordan? Mario Lemuel? Tiger Woodschuck? Tim Tebow? Or who could forget Wayne Gretzky? Or Yao Flamingo? Dieterich's 0-2 to Perez. Cut on and miss, strike three. Anthony Cruz and Sayer Dieterich trade perfect frames in the eighth. But the Woodpeckers have the edge. They lead by three with three outs to get. 8-5 headed to the top of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Turn your attention to T. Bright with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I absolutely love this because we've got a hot dog, a taco, and a banana involved. And so you know when we got all three of those involved, it's going to be a good one, right? So the banana currently is in the win for the winning streak. Let's see if he can keep it up. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, let's go. Come on, crowd, cheer them on. You've got your banana, your taco, and your hot dog. And I see the taco is in the lead. The banana is coming. The hot dog is trying. Will the banana keep the winning streak? Oh, it's getting close. Make some noise, crowd. Make some noise. We've got the taco, and the banana is coming. Will the banana keep its streak? Oh, it's close. It's so close. Oh, the taco lost its footing. And that gave the banana the advantage, and the banana keeps its winning streak. And the hot dog, well, keep going. You got this. Let's give it up, guys, for the taco, the banana, and the hot dog. Great job.
Five Woodpeckers on top. They're three outs away from leveling this series at two games apiece over against the Delmarva Shorebirds. I'm Ryan Zimmerman, handing things back over to Andrew Chapman in the top of the ninth. Take us home, Chappie.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Anthony Cruz has been doing just that over three scoreless innings. He entered on in the sixth and surrendered just one run, one hit. That was the first man he faced, Fernando Peguero. Hasn't allowed a run, one walk, six strikeouts, lowering his season ERA to 4.41. And now Colin Tufte will lead off this top of the ninth. Tufte has driven home two of the Delmarva five. That was back in the second inning when he singled with the bases loaded. Cruz looks in and throws his first pitch. It's popped straight back, foul. Nothing and one on Tufte. Shorebirds don't have a hit since the sixth inning. And right now, Cruz is in a stretch of retiring eight in a row. Last man he allowed to reach was Tufte with a walk in the sixth inning. Looks in and fires his 0-1 pitch. Misses down and in towards the back foot. And it's one ball and one strike. Hits are even tonight, eight per side. Here's the 1-1. And it misses low and away. Two balls and a strike. Cruz shakes off once, now nods and throws home the 2-1. Check swing on a low and in pitch. They peel up the line and he did not go. Three balls and a strike. With a single today, 1-for-2. Tough now 2-for-10 in the series. Here's the 3-1 home. And he swings and misses. That fills the count. After the conclusion of this one, we'll have Ryan Zimmerman down on the field to chat with our player of the game. And with the way it's shaping up, Wilton Lara, his 5 RBI debut. A fastball that looked close just off the low outside corner, hardly missed. Tufte tosses aside the bat. Heads to first, and here comes Michael Hernandez. Wide open right side of the infield. First pitch to Hernandez is popped up over towards first base. Lara drifts back behind the bag. He lost in the lights. Collects the ball, throws from the seat of his pants to second. The throw rolls away from Holy, and Tufte will stay at second. Boy, this time last night, the Woodpeckers lost a ball in the lights, and it happens for a second straight night in the ninth inning. Tufte ends up at second. Hernandez is at first. We'll see how they score that. I don't think it ever hit Lara's glove, so it may go as an infield single. Lara tried to keep with the play, playing there on a one-hop and from a seated position tried to force a throw to second base. But now the tying run is at the plate in an 8-5 game with nobody out, top of the order, and Elis Cuevas. The pitch home. And a called strike. Now the return throw towards the plate, towards the mound, gets over Cruz's head and rolls towards second base. Delmarva is a team that likes to play small ball, but obviously not going to do so here, needing to get that tying run on base. Here's the kick and the offer. And a breaking ball misses outside. One ball and one strike on Cuevas, who's reached once and scored on a walk. The 1-1 misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Force it all bases for Cruz. Here comes his 2-1. And it misses low and away. Three balls and one strike. Ten strikeouts for the Fayetteville pitching staff tonight. Two by Smith, two from Mercedes. And Cruz with his six punch outs over three plus innings. He looks in and throws the 3-1. Misses high, ball four. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Pressure on Cruz. Tying runs are on base. Nate George stands into the right side. Cruz nods his head and throws home. Bouncer hits softly towards the left side. In from third, Salas throws to first, gets the out. Colin Tuft comes across to score. Hernandez makes it to third. Cuevas into second. And an RBI ground out from George makes it an 8-6 ball game. But now the tying runs are in scoring position. Fayetteville likely have to play their infield shallow. They're going to play them midway along the dirt. And Yasmiel Bousset standing in is ready. Here comes the pitch from Cruz. And he floats a curveball in for a called strike one. This is Delmarva's best hitter. Top five in the league in OPS. He's tripled home a run today. Otherwise struck out three times. Cruz got him swinging in the seventh inning. The 0-1 misses low. And all Bousset needs right now is something shallow to the outfield. And it should be enough to score Cuevas from second with his speed. He's the fastest runner on Delmarva, standing at second, the tying run. Here's the 1-1 home. And a fastball misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Here's the kick and the 2-1 offering. Busted background ball to second base. Hernandez goes to first. Runner caught off the second base bag. Throw that way. Cuevas dives back in. Perfectly played by Alberto Hernandez. Instead of getting Cuevas in a rundown, he got the sure out over at first. Then allowed Lara to fire to second. Now the Shorebirds are down to their final out. Second and third still for the runners. Raylan Ramos, the cleanup hitter, into the right side. Cruz winds and delivers. And draws the swing and miss on an outside slider. The 0-1. Another curve cuts in there. Strike two, and the Shorebirds are down to their final strike. Cruz looking to cap off the four-inning save. He shakes off once, now has the sign he wants, throws the 0-2 home, and just missed outside of the curve. One and two on Ramos. Cruz still ahead. Runners take their leads. The 1-2 pitch. Draws a check swing. Did he go? No. On the appeal behind the mound, Dakota Kilgore says that Ramos barely held up. No major argument out of the Fayetteville dugout. I think he went about 45% of the way. And now a pitch clock violation was just assessed on Ramos. The game is over. Automatic strike three. That is the ball game. It ends on a pitch clock violation. Oh, what a weird night. Final score, 8-6. Ramos was not ready in the right side. And in a series where the pitch clock has been one of the biggest factors,
It has now decided a ball game. Wow. It has been a weird week in Fayetteville. No hit last night. And 24 hours later, the Woodpeckers win a game on a pitch clock violation in which Delmarva had the tying runners in scoring position. High fives on the middle of the diamond. Anthony Cruz with a smile on his face. He didn't have to take care of business himself. The timer did it. And the Woodpeckers have evened this series at two games apiece going into Saturday night. With the win, the Woodpeckers go to 8-10. 44-40, the new overall record. And the Shorebirds fall to 6-13, 33-52, the overall record. A winning decision tonight. We'll see. It could go to Cruz. He closed it down with four innings. Might get the save. Mercedes possibly in line for a win coming in behind Smith tonight. Final line scores, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Delmarva. Fayetteville, 8 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Abel Mercedes does get the winning decision. Just coming down the line, Cruz the save, and Dieterich the loss. Ryan Zimmerman is awaiting to chat with our player of the game. It's the guy who made his Carolina League debut tonight, Wilton Lara. First at bat, a grand slam, then an RBI single. 5 ribbies in his debut, and he's ready down on the field with Alfredo Granier as well to help translate. Let's send it down to Ryan.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Ryan Zimmerman. Let's head down to the field with the Zimmerman.
Thanks, Ray. That was one heck of a win, wasn't it? 8-5 in extraordinary fashion. And the guy to my right made one heck of a first impression in Fayetteville. Wilton Lara, tonight's player of the game. Wilton, welcome to Fayetteville. How are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, me siento muy agradecido por la oportunidad que me dieron de estar aquí. Fue muy, pasé muchas cosas y estamos aquí dando el 100% siempre, gracias a Dios.
Just so you know, you're going to have to get used to that.
No, I'm really thankful. Thankful for this opportunity to be here. Going out there and trying to give everything I can.
What was going through your mind during that first at-bat where you hit that grand slam?
No, busco un pichado hace daño. Trata de bajar carrera para el equipo.
Just try to give them my best, right? Just looking for the right pitch to do damage, and thankful I got it.
It was a crazy night throughout, a lot of twists and turns during that game. How were you able to stay composed every time your team needed you to come through?
No, siempre positivo, porque hay cosas que puede hacer que en el primer turno no pase nada, en el otro sí. El juego se trata de alta y baja, siempre positivo.
Just staying positive and knowing that that opportunity is coming. Just got to be ready for when it's there.
Well, we've got post-game autographs going on right after this interview is over, and I know there's a lot of people in the crowd right now that want this man's signature. Wilton Lara, tonight's player of the game. Buen partido, amigo, y bienvenidos a Fayetteville. Back to you, Chappie.
All right, thanks so much, Ryan, and our player of the game, Wilton Lara. What a debut. 5 RBIs, the grand slam that served as the big swing tonight, and the Woodpeckers Almost needed every one of those runs. 8-6, the final score, and it's been a weird couple days in Fayetteville for sure. A no-hitter yesterday that the Woodpeckers were on the wrong side of, and today a game that ends by pitch clock violation. First time that we've seen that, and obviously in a critical spot with the tying runs in scoring position for Delmarva in a two-run game. But a win's a win, and the Woodpeckers have evened up this series at two games apiece going into Saturday night. We have another 7:05 p.m. first pitch for you tomorrow. And for the Woodpeckers, right-hander Twine Palmer will get the ball, the Connors State Junior College draft pick, 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA. Chase Alsup will get the ball for Delmarva. He's 1-8 with a 6.32 mark on the season. Harry Potter night at the park as well, and we've got those Harry Potter jerseys to give away, so make sure you get to the park early if you plan on being with us tomorrow and want to get your hands on one of those house jerseys, the Harry Potter house jerseys tomorrow night. The Princess Day will follow at 2:05 p.m. on Sunday, so make sure you spend the final couple days of the weekend with us before the All-Star break and the Woodpeckers hit pause for about a four-day window. That'll do it for our coverage tonight. Thanks again so much for coming out, everybody. Signing off from the broadcast booth, Woodpeckers win by pitch clock, 8-6, the final score. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out this song.